You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Folks, in case you're new to End Time World News, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians every day in the world. So if you have any prayer requests, anything at all, any testimonies, please feel free to write us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. So welcome, folks. In case you're just joining us again, End Time World News, we're an independent alternative media organization. We're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events, and of course, leading right up to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's go ahead, folks, and get into today's news. I know it's been a long time since I've been on the air. I've been having some challenges, blood pressure challenges, cardiac challenges. I had some issues, to be honest. So I've been off the air for quite a while. Probably people are flipping out. Don't flip out. I'll get back on the air just as soon as possible, just like today. Again, I have to get these things under control. If I don't get these things under control, then I cannot no longer be doing this podcast if I don't get these personal issues under control. So I just want everybody to know honestly and right up front. So today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. This is dated, very interesting article, Wednesday, October 6, 2021. And the headline reads as follows. Breaking, Sweden and Denmark both ban Moderna COVID vaccine for causing myocarditis in young people. So let's get into this article, folks. This is very interesting. After it was determined that the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna causes myocarditis, particularly in young, the Nordic countries of Sweden and Denmark both banned it from being used in specific age groups. According to the reports, a new preliminary analysis from Sweden and Nordic data sources found that the Spikevax, as Moderna is now calling it, damages young people's bodies and they must cease from being administered. Also, the Swedish Public Health recommends that the Moderna vax be immediately discontinued for all young people born after the age of 1991. Denmark has already imposed a ban on the drug for children between 12 and 17. The Swedish Public Health Agency has decided to suspend the use of Moderna's Spikevax for everyone 1991 and later for precautionary reasons, the agency announced. The cause is signals and an increased risk affects as much as the inflammation of the heart, heart muscle, heart sac. However, the risk of being infected is very small. The statement went on to say that the connection between Moderna spike vax and the cases both of myocarditis and pericarditis especially clear, especially after the second dose. The increase in risk is seen within 4 weeks of the vaccination, mainly within the first 2 weeks. Moderna's spike vax confirmed to cause heart inflammation in young people. On the same day, the Swedish Public Health Agency announced in a statement that the Danish Health Authority issued its own statement about how Moderna's spike vax causes increased in risk heart of inflammation. Though extremely rare, the agency insists heart inflammation is not a good thing for young people to potentially experience, especially since the Chinese virus itself almost poses no risk to them. Even the Canadian Public Health Agency agrees with the statement and issued a statement a few days later stating, "The risk of cardiac complications, including heart inflammations, have been shown to substantially increase following COVID-19 infections, with the risk higher infection after vaccination." Back in April, Denmark permanently banned the Fauci flu shots from AstraZeneca after it was determined that the injections cause bloody clots. Denmark was also the first nation to ban the jab. Like many other nations, continue the push for the mRNA, messenger RNA shots from Pfizer-BioNTech, which appear to be performing our preferred type among governments among the world. Patents everywhere were dropping dead after receiving the AstraZeneca injection, and it was so obvious that the politicians were forced to act. With the mRNA shots, the damage often takes longer, meaning it's easier to conceal. The mRNA technology also permanently reprograms a reciprocant's DNA, which could also explain why it's a preferred type of injection around the world. Rather than to inject spike proteins directly, AstraZeneca mRNA shots, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna program the body to produce spike proteins continuously over time. Meanwhile, Sweden, by the way, put an end to the COVID restrictions, which there were few to begin with anyway. The so-called vaccines are not a requirement there, and things are completely back to normal now with no capacity restrictions or other impositions. So, folks, there you have it. Sweden and Denmark have told the globalist that they are not going to use this poison and this drug, and they don't want any part of this drug. So that's the thing you got to understand. There's a big global plan out there, and the global plan is to depopulate, meaning they want to kill everybody in the world. And so you might think, well, Eric, I love you, brother in Christ, but you're crazy. No, this is the plan with this shot, folks. This is the plan with this shot. This is what they want to do. This is what they have to do. They want to depopulate the world so they can bring in this utopia, this fake utopia of theirs, this crazy utopia of climate change and everything else. There's too many people in the world. They want to do this. This is pure Satan, and you have to understand that. This is Satan at the core and at the bone. Okay, you have to understand that's the globalist being the Rothschilds family, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bilderberg Group, George Soros, the Queen of England, the royalty. They all have hand and part in this in order to keep their luxuries and their wealth. They have to go along with this. They have to go along with these games, folks. Biden's involved in this, the Bush family over here in the United States, Clinton, of course, even Trump might know about it. I don't know, but I get a good feeling that he probably does and just not saying anything. But it's a depopulation program. You get the shot, the shot's poisonous. So let me just say a disclaimer. I'm saying this late, late in the podcast. You know, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to give medical and health care advice. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment free speech, I can bring you this podcast and this alternative information. So, folks, you know, don't take the shot. The shot is poisonous. Jesus loves you. God loves you. And you must have faith in God. I know it's, again, going off on a tangent here on a personal note. It's been a real hard challenge for me in the last month or so. It's been extremely hard just to stay on the air, just to keep going. I keep going through strength through Jesus Christ and God Almighty. It's been even challenging just to make this podcast today. Again, when you have very high blood pressure, and I've had all kinds of tests, any and all cardiac tests and scans and stress tests and everything, and they can't seem to find out what's going on and why the blood pressure always stays so high. So your prayers are greatly appreciated. And right now, what I would like to do, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ right now, I would invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ if you've not already. And I just want to say a prayer, folks, and a prayer that is a salvation prayer. And you can do that right now if you choose. You know, like I said, we're living in the last day. We're living in the end times. And you have to understand the world is a crazy place right now. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you're missing the boat, folks. You're not going to go to heaven. It's just that simple. Nobody else will tell you that. I will tell you these things. I will tell you the truth. We all make mistakes. We all fall short of the glory of God. I know I do. I'm just a humble person and a humble servant of Jesus. You know, even I make mistakes and I screw up and I have bad thoughts sometimes. And we all do things. We all fall short of the glory of God. And so God is willing, and God died for us on the cross through Jesus Christ. And God gave his son Jesus Christ in order for us to be redeemed, in order for us to have salvation, in order for us to go to heaven. He paid the price. His son paid the price, Jesus Christ. And so now, if you'd like to say a prayer and give your life to Jesus Christ, I invite you right now, folks, find a quiet place in your home. Find a quiet place in your work, the bathroom, the car, whatever. You can find a quiet place and just repeat after me. Here's a prayer, folks. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ right now, I invite you to. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life. Help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Folks, and if you just said that prayer, God bless you. Congratulations. God bless you. That's fantastic if you said that prayer. I want to congratulate you. Feel free to write me directly, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And give me your testimony. Feel free. Give me your testimony. Don't be shy. Again, that's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Write me, and I'll celebrate with you that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, folks. Amen. And it's just such a thrill to be here. It's such a thrill to get the word of God out and to also be able to bring you the news and information that Christians and non-Christians need to hear in the world every day, unfiltered, uncensored news. And again, you can find me at endtimeworldnews.com. So that's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, congratulations if you said the prayer. And feel free, don't be shy, feel free if you have a testimony or questions or anything on God, or just have a testimony or questions on life or whatever this podcast, again, feel free to write me. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. This is Eric, and this has been End Time World News. Thank you very much for tuning in. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. I love you all, and thank you for tuning in. God bless you all. I'm out of here. See ya. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.